our message for this morning. We're going to go into the message. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless you because you are able, Lord. We know the God whom we believed in. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. You are King of kings. You are Lord of lords. You are the eternal God. Everything about everybody here you know. Every situation concerning us, Lord, you know already. And you've made a way of escape. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, any heavy burden, any problem that any this morning has come with into your house of prayer, Father, you are the able God. Bring a solution in the name of Jesus. In any family, in any home, there is no peace. Due to one situation or the other, Lord, we ask that you bring your peace that passeth all understanding, even in the name of Jesus. Satan, we put you to shame this morning. Our God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be really nice because my voice is somehow, but and we know that the past 2 weeks has been a busy one. We kind of had a lot of activities, so we'll try to get through this as soon as we can. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. But I believe the Lord will bless your heart this morning. The world is shaping up for a lot of trouble. It's already ordained there will be trouble in this world. You think there's anything going on right now, it's going to get worse. Just like we discussed in the Bible this morning, Jesus waited for Lazarus to die. That is the main problem there. He could have gone when he was still okay or hanging into life. But when the major trouble comes, the master steps in. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So this morning, by the grace of God, we are going to discuss on triumph in the day of trouble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Being able to triumph, being able to be victorious, being able to be triumphant in the day of trouble. As I go around to minister or to see people, I see a lot of trouble in the world. People put on their game face and go to church. People put on their game face and go to work. Obama and the rest of them, they have their troubles. The world is full of trouble. But God has given us something. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, in the world you may have tribulation, but me will have what? Victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So we know there is trouble in the world. Life trouble comes in different sizes. Like McDonald's menu. You know, when you give you that menu in the McDonald's, you can choose the small size, the medium, the large, the extra large. You can even choose the double decker, you know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the type when you hold it in your hand and you take a bite. And no matter how big your mouth is, when you take a bite, it dripples from one corner of the mouth or the other. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some troubles are like that. No matter how you think you are prepared to handle it, when it hits, it overflows. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Some troubles are man-made. Some troubles are what? Made by you. That is the trouble you created for yourself. God help me, my primary school teacher taught me that. You created this trouble, and he has a cure every time. That man, I still remember him today. Mr. Kereke is his name. He has a cure for the trouble I create for myself. They call it Dr. Do Good. Those of you from Nigeria will know what it is. Yeah, if you do it here, you might wind up in jail, but where we come from, when you pull out that is Dr. Do Good, you know you are in a real mess. By the time he finishes with you, and you go home and complain, your mother or father will pull up another one and deal with you also. they will not fight with the teacher. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So troubles come in different forms. Some troubles are man-made. Those are the ones we brought on ourselves. Some troubles are generated by the arch enemy we have, that is Satan. And the purpose of those troubles, life trouble, is to tear us down. While other troubles might be God allowing a trial of faith. If you are not in trouble, thanks be to God. I pray you will never be in one. But I kind of tend to agree with the Bible. Job, in Job chapter 14 verse 1, said something. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said that man, born of woman, is of few days and they're full of trouble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let's lay a foundation for our discussion this morning. Let's open the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. N-A-H-U-M, Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. Let's lay a foundation to the discussion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. If you have it, please open it. He said, the Lord is good. Amen. Can somebody repeat that with me? A stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Let's go again to Psalm, book of Psalm, chapter 50, verse 15. Psalm 50, verse 15. Book of Psalm 50, verse 15. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will do what? Deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And I was saying that I tend to agree with Job, who said that the natural thing about life is both man and woman, our days are kind of short. Live 90 or 100 years, praise be to God. But they are full of trouble, one thing or the other. And this thing drains the energy, drains the effort, drains you always. It's one thing or the other. Blessed be the name of the Lord. While visiting with a sick man in hospital where I go to do evangelism, come to the emergency unit, at times they call me in, at times I go by myself. And the emergency unit, I met this guy who is lying down on the bed. And that is to show you how far, at times, the walk to trouble is very short. At times, you don't even have to walk to it. It walks to you. Whichever way, just like, where did this come from? And I said to him, sir, how are you doing? He said, Reverend, they call you that when you go to minister to them in the hospital. He said, I went to bed by the side of my wife in my home, and I woke up in the hospital by the side of my wife fighting for my life. How did we get here? That is trouble. He never expected it. They might have prayed or done whatever they did and went to bed. In the night, the wife noticed something. Call 911, the man is out of it. And he's in hospital fighting seriously for his life. The next time he woke up, that is trouble. That's how life trouble could be. No matter the category of trouble, it is an experience we can do without. Trouble could be in financial area. It could be in the spiritual. It could be in the health, marital trouble, children trouble, work-related, and the list goes on and on. Real trouble are those that tend to wake you up early in the morning, like 2 a.m., tap you on the shoulder and you when you woke up, is there. You are looking at it, it's like a mountain, insurmountable mountain. And you are looking at it and say, how do I get through this situation? Those are real trouble. It has an exaggerated resemblance of a huge mountain that cannot be overcome. However, this morning I'm going to tell you something different that I've learned and I've seen some people apply it in life trouble. How to overcome it. The key statement I'm going to make this morning is that there might be different perspective of trouble, but every trouble is an asset. What? What is an asset? Asset is like dividend, things you earn, things you've accumulated, things that actually brings a positiveness. I say that trouble could be an asset. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because it is the gateway to discovering the power of God to deliver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. That it is the gateway. When life trouble, whether it is financial, spiritual, children, whatever health situation, troubles, it is the gateway for me and you to discover the power of God to deliver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know that many Christians go through their life without ever having a testimony of God's deliverance? If you ask them to give testimony of what God has done, this is because they have not invoked God in the time of trouble, so they cannot attribute the glory to God. This is because they have not intervened for others who are in trouble and see the handwork of God come to deliver. But when trouble comes and you make it an asset and it becomes an asset and you see God's ability to deliver, trouble becomes an asset because now you have a testimony to glorify the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can give you so many lists. When I am in the pit, personally, when it seems that there is no hope, and then I call upon the name of the Lord, and I know that it has to be God, because the way, the method, the way that deliverance comes, has to be God and God alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You may say, I apply my own effort and so on and so forth. But you know that this deliverance has to be the handwork of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not here for testimonies this morning. So I will not give you a bunch of them or any of them even. Because we have some things to cover. There are three ways most people use to address life trouble. This is in the natural. There are three ways most people use to address troubles in life. There is the superficial method or the arms of the flesh. Many people default to this category when trouble comes. What are we talking about, superficial way or the arms of the flesh? I've seen people who have trouble, and because of it, they become a drunkard. They want to drink and drink away their trouble. Is it possible? No. So they turn to drink to forget. They wake up in the morning, the trouble is still sitting there, because you cannot drink away trouble. Only thing that happens to them is that it made them to become drunkard. Some people decide to eat and eat chocolate, whatever, they go into a depressive mood, and before you know it, they've gained 20, 30, 40 pounds and become obese, created more health problems for themselves. Some even use shopping as therapy. They pull out the credit card that is already overloaded and go shopping to shop themselves out of trouble. The only thing there is that they accumulate more debt. thereby the best hand act to try to paint over the trouble, to make the world see them as there is nothing going on. I'm okay, you know, and so on and so forth. Some true pity party. Those are superficial ways how some people try to deal with trouble. Some people turn to expert advice or modern sciences in dealing with trouble. I'm not condemning this second one because at times it is applicable, it is necessary. But there is time for everything. Among the expert advice or modern sciences that people use when they face trouble is legal experts. They call their lawyer first. Financial consultants that will dig them more into trouble in most cases. They go to their psychologists, they call them shrinks here. Probably mess up your brain in the course of doing it. Doctors and so on and so forth. These are the modern sciences. As I said, I'm not discouraging it, but there is time for everything. We are coming to that. They turn to these things in the day of trouble. Remember what we said or what we read. Say, call upon me in the day of trouble. Who said that? God. And I will deliver you. Take a scenario here because I want people to understand where I'm coming from. Your house is burning. You woke up and run outside. And the children is inside and whilst your house is covered. There is a phone around here. You said, shouldn't I call 911 first? Yes. But before you call 911, prayer, invoking God, takes only like a second in situations, drastic situations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I've been in an accident. Immediately that accident was going on, the moment that metal could have cut me into two, I said, Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord. Later on, I found out that the metal that pierced through that train was about 2 inches or something from me and went across me and cut the girl that is opposite me in half. It was meant for me. You say, how do I know? Because before I traveled, I had a revelation that I was going to be in an accident. And I said to the Lord, I will minister to people in the train if you will deliver me, but I have to go to this appointment because I was begging somebody for money to pay for my school fees. And this is the last call. If I don't bring that money and pay for school fees, they are going to throw me out of school. So I went to my uncle in Omaha. And I know this was happening. And God showed me there would be an accident. But I went anyway. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You may say, what is the wisdom in that? God also showed Paul the point that there would be a shipwreck. He, however, still went. He said, my soul is set on this journey. But God delivered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So many are times we may have to invoke the superficial method. It takes only a second, a minute to invoke God into your trouble, if that is what it takes. But some of us default first and foremost to the arms of the flesh. Then there is another category. This is actually a study done in a university. They get like thousands of people, follow them for a number of months or years, ask them questions, when this happened, what do you do? When this happened, what do you do? When this happened, and they keep asking, and they follow that trend, and they're able to conclude in this study that there are three areas people default to: the superficial way or the arms of the flesh, expert advice or modern sciences, and last is religion slash faith. And they say that most people make this a last resort. Faith, calling on God, is the last resort at what most people do. But that study says that among those who make God, and mind you, all those lecturers in university, they are not born again Christian. Some don't believe in God. But they are writing it according to what people said. They say that most people who called on God, who went through faith, or who by religion at first made in the day of trouble, they are 8 times more likely to come out of the trouble and 8 times more likely to be victorious in their trouble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say, wow, they are now agreeing with Bible. But this is a life through story. When you do a study, you don't pick Christians. You pick by whatever method, people in California, every part of the United States, and then you do the study and ask them questions. So 9 out of the people that they ask these questions are not Christians. The study shows that the arm of the flesh does not deliver. The superficial way and superficial means does not deliver. Expert advice and modern science can be of help, but what really helps people in the time of trouble is their faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In God. So, our question here this morning is, how can you make trouble an asset? How can you make trouble an asset? Asset is what you owe that is advantageous to you. First, you have to make God a partner in your trouble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm coming to that. Open Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. It says, you have it there? Romans 8, 31, please. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, if you invite God, and let me tell you something about God and the Holy Spirit. We call it the gentle spirit. It's almost like a gentleman. He doesn't get involved in things that you do not invite him in. God can sit there and watch you swim that water by yourself if you don't want to call upon him. He can sit there, and you may drown because you didn't want to call upon him. A great man of God that I love was in vision and was seeing a vision, and in this vision, Jesus was talking to him. And Jesus kept talking to him, and this little demon was flying around throwing smoke between him and Jesus. And there's a barrier between this man and Jesus. And Jesus was talking to him, and the man kept waiting for the Lord to rebuke the demon. Jesus kept talking in the dream. This is Kenneth Hagin, a man I love his ministry. The demon came flying between him and Jesus. After I said, Lord, and then Kenneth Hagin got angry and rebuked the demon, and he went away and said, why didn't you rebuke him? He said, it's not me for you. It's for you to rebuke the enemy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God has given us the power, the grace, the might to do certain things. But many of us are too lazy in the spirit to do what we want to do, and we wait for God to intervene without us inviting him in the proper way in situation that is troubling us. Remember what I said, in the proper way. There's a way to invite God, and we are coming to that. The place we read says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Immediately you call God into your situation, the equation change. It is no more you fighting. It is you and God fighting the enemy or whatever the situation is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he already said here, if God be for us, who can be against us? The equation have changed. The enemy has been thwarted even though that trouble might still be there. But because you invited God into the situation, your deliverance is already there. Therefore, I say, call upon me in the day of trouble. Now, I want to divide trouble into another three categories. I already stated them before. If it is personal trouble, personal failure that leads to that trouble, and I have seen so many people among Christians, make mistakes, and that's why some of the trouble they have does not go away. For a long time, he keep tormenting them, he keep pursuing them. This is because the trouble, the hindrance, the affliction is because of your own mistake. And they throw themselves on the floor and cry unto God for deliverance, and then they blame every other person but to see themselves. Whereas God is waiting for something. If this trouble, if you diagnose this trouble and say, I've made mistake, I actually brought this on myself. The first and fourth thing you have to do as a Christian is to repent. Grovel on the ground right away. Tell God that you are sorry. Admit to people you have wronged or whatever the situation is, that actually I failed in this issue. But here is what I see in many people. Let's say it is the husband that created the trouble. The wife will be praying with the husband, and then they will say it is the enemy, that Satan has done this. Your brother-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, whatever, any other person but themselves. And their wife even become a chorus singer within this issue, supporting them, buttressing them, promoting them in their failure, instead of them to come to repentance and say, I have brought this trouble on my head. Remind me of a politician who stole a lot of money. I was reading it on the newspaper, Nigeria. And when they caught him and put him to jail, he started singing what the Lord has done for me, that the enemy can never take it away. Say, how do you acquire $2 billion from 2 years in office? So the Lord has done it for you to steal that much of money from the poor people of Africa. And when you are put in jail, you start saying, it is my enemy, what the Lord has done for me. And that was actually the way it was written. It's funny. But that is what some of us do. We don't diagnose the trouble. We don't figure out where is this trouble coming from. Sincerely speaking, if your trouble is you created the trouble, you say, how can we create trouble? You can create trouble of health for yourself. Lifestyle that you live, drinking, partying, eating the wrong things, and then suddenly you go to a doctor and they say, hey, you have this situation, how did it come by? Well, you've been obese or whatever and this and that. Look, bro, I'm telling you the truth. The first thing you have to do is to ask God for forgiveness because you have sinned. And that situation, even though it's trivial, may not be taken away until you ask for repentance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If the trouble is from you, I said here, don't make excuses. Repent. Call upon God and ask for his mercy. If the trouble is satanic, and you know this is the enemy, invoke God's word and jealousy. These are keys. If you want to take it, note of it. Later on, find out what it means to invoke God's jealousy in a situation. You can talk God into pounding his chest on your behalf. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The enemy has brought this, Lord. And here is the reason and the reason and the reason based on thy word why you have to come for my deliverance. It has waited. It has tarried. I've slept and woke up over this for days or weeks or months or years. There has to be an end. And you have to call on God in such a way that his ear will be open to your cry, and he will say, I will come and deliver. That's when he say, call upon me in the day of trouble. If the trouble, because trial of faith is trouble. If it is plain trial of faith, then the key is to ask for God's grace and for mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Paul had trouble in the flesh. And he said, I called upon God, I interceded, I called unto him to take away this burden, this affliction. And God said, I've already given you sufficient grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But then at times, if the situation is so hard, you can still appeal to his mercy. There is precedence in the Bible where the affliction is from God. But God's mercy took over. We spoke about that last week, I believe, where David committed a sin and counted Israel. God was saying that Israel shall be like stars or the sands by the seashore that cannot be numbered. One day David said to Joab, go and number Israel. Joab said, I don't think it's a good idea. Because God's word says contrary, cannot number Israel. But he said, number Israel anyway, they did, and God's wrath was upon them. And God gave David three conditions. Either you fall into the arms of man, or into the natural situation, famine and drought and stuff, or I will punish you into the arms of the Lord. And David thought about it and said, because your mercy endureth forever, let me fall into the arms of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the angel of the Lord went to destroy, killed. Thousands of Israelites were dying from plague. At the point, the Lord remembered his mercy and stayed the hand of the angel of destruction. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there are different levels of trial. When you are having trouble, and I really mean this, if you have trouble and you have not diagnosed it, if you have not found out the source of that trouble, pray that God will give you wisdom. Or if you are not sure, cover these three bases. Pray prayer of repentance over it. If there is anything that has been a burden in your life, in your family, that's failed to be lifted, that is a burden, a trouble that is weighing you down spiritually, physically, and otherwise, apply these principles. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Second, don't trumpet your trouble to the whole world. Seeking sympathy. Job, in the day of his trouble, would have been better off without those false friends. His worst enemy and his worst antagonist were his friends in the day of his trouble. After inviting God into your trouble or into the fight, inform only those. I'm giving you a practical solution based on the word of God. After inviting God into your trouble to come and take over, inform only those who will stand by you in prayer and faith and not in judgment. There's a spiritual part to this. Some of us has a very ungodly opinion when others are going through life trials. Some of us seems to thrive or be happy when others are going through problems. Instead of praying for your brother and sister when you know that they have trouble, your unlimited phone goes into action. You call Tennessee and tell them, hey, Emmanuel is in another trouble. You call Nigeria and tell them Emmanuel is in trouble. You call everywhere, you talk to everybody, but you do not take time to intercede on behalf of your brother. This is a wrong spirit. That is why you have to know people you can depend on. I have about 5 people that I can call in the day of trouble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When my son was about to die in Nigeria, I picked up phone and called Brother Peter. I called Yato. I called some other people and said, be in prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because these are people that I know that they will take my situation serious with God. It's more important than doctors at this point in time. But some of us, when we know that our brother or sister is in jeopardy, is in trouble, or is having problem, we immediately concluded their sin has come upon them. The reward of their failure, this and that and that. That thing they did for me years ago, it is coming back to bite them. Your phone goes into action instead of your mouth and prayer. It is wrong. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A couple of months ago, I got a call. Somebody hurt me really bad. It was those situations that I could have gone this way or that way. That is how bad it is. Because I piled all my hope on that situation. And the person hurt me really bad, and I was, as a young Christian, I felt it deep in my bone. I was baptized the same day with this person. He's somebody that I could have given my life to keep. He turned and hurt me. And he used three people to bear false witnesses against me. 20 years later, one of them called me and said, you remember that brother, yes? That did this and did that, yes? He's now in jail. He's now in jail. That was in the middle of the night. I knew the spirit that was at work. I say, instead of us being happy that he's now in jail, let us pray for him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The guy who called just went quiet. What? I say, let us pray for him. It's a brother that is in trouble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God arrested my mind, because actually the first thing that was coming to my mind as natural is that he's now getting back what he sold. But then I arrested my mind, just like we have been taught last week. The friend between the soul and the spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say, let us just be praying for him. He is in trouble. And God clap his hand for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Because that was the right thing. And the person knew he was wrong. Because the person who called is now a Christian. Though he was an instrument that was used to work against me. So, when a brother or sister is in trouble, and you know about it, do not be judgmental. Do not try to figure it out. Do not try to say this and that. Your duty is to go to the Lord in prayer on behalf of your brothers or sisters. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 3, you must fight back in wisdom. Some clothes choose to fold up and take it out on those they love and God, and fold themselves up more or less and call up to die in the day of trouble instead of fighting. Let's read Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Proverbs 24, verse 10. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Can you put it on the screen, please? If thou faint in the day of adversity or trouble, thy strength is small. Why did the Bible say this? If in the day of adversity, your strength fails, that means you don't know whom you believed in. Your strength is very small, and God despises that. You have to pull up every spiritual tool that is at your resources to fight back the enemy, fight back yourself, fight back whatever reason that initiated that trouble in the first place. You have to learn to fight the trouble God's way. One of my ways of fighting back in the day of trouble is going to God in fasting. When serious trouble hit me, my stomach shut down. I default into automatic fasting, whether I like it or not. And because I couldn't eat, I have to fast. And I found out that when I start fasting, it's a time of reflection. It's a time of looking unto God and searching myself and believing God for deliverance. I don't know what your method is, but you have to fight back. You cannot yield or yield the ground to the enemy in the day of trouble. Or the Bible says, then your strength is small. And lastly on this point, invoke the power of praise to lift up that gloomy shadow and replace it with the other shadow found in Psalms verse 91, verse 1 and 2. Let us open Psalms 91, verse 1 and 2. Psalms 91, verse 1 and 2. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalms 91, the book of Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2. You have it up there yet? I'll open it here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says in Psalm 91, the word of God says in Psalm 91, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." In the medical world, there is what they call the depressive mood, depression that sets upon people when they have life trouble. It's like a shadow over them. It affects everything, their thinking, their thought process, their emotion, their physical ability. That shadow just pulls them down. That is the negative shadow. Now I said, by invoking the power of praise and the weapons of God to fight trouble, you transfer that shadow to the other shadow. He said, "Them that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And when that shadow, I usually know when that shadow comes in the face of my trials or troubles. Because even though the situation is as bad as it can ever be, you see a lightness. You see a freedom to breathe in, kind of. You see a sunshine where you see darkness before. You start noticing a difference, not in the situation, but in God's reflection upon you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When that shadow is moved, the death shadow, the destructive shadow, the depressive shadow of Satan is covering you and putting you under that suppression. When you lift yourself by praising God, by meditating on his word, by calling unto him, by inviting him, that shadow will lift. And then the other shadow will come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is the shadow of the Almighty. And then that is when you will say, "I will say of the Lord," in verse 2, "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust." Can somebody say amen? Amen. Also, the result will be Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1. When you start praising God and you start applying the weapons of deliverance. "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though you were angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even when it is personal failure has gotten you into that trouble, something you did, some seed you sowed in the past, probably forgot it. It keep germinating, keep growing up, and suddenly it become a big tree. And you say, "Ah, it catch up with me." God's mercy endured forever. He said, "Though you were angry with me, your anger is what? Turned away. And you have comforted me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lamentation, in the same vein of when victory comes, go to Lamentation chapter 3, verse 21. Lamentation 3, 21. And that goes all the way to 21 to 23. He says, "These I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope." 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion does not what? Fail. 23. They are new every morning, and great is God's faithfulness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These are weapons you can use to fight back. When, even if it is your own fault that has created this problem in the family, in your life, in whatever situation it is, start admitting your own fault right away. Some of us blindly signed to something, and it come back to haunt us because we didn't pray through to seek God first before starting. Some of us, we go and get married because we didn't pray through and God directs our path. And so later on in the marriage, you start reaping the dividend of mistakes. Once I went to marry one nice girl, everything I wanted was in her: money, fancy, papers, whatever. But as I was praying and asking God for intervention, he showed me in a dream. Walked down an aisle, she went left, I went right. I said, Lord, that's not my wife. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Had it been, I went ahead without seeking God, even though all my expectation was there. Everything I wanted, I needed papers, I needed this, I needed this. She came from a rich, well-educated, and so on. But I still have that, want to know what does God want me to do before I go into this situation. So we make mistakes. And even though it is 10, 20 years later, you are seeing the result of that thing, remember what the word of God says. They are new, that God's grace, faithfulness endure forever. I say they are new every morning. Start remembering the word of God after you've repented of those mistakes. Let's stand on our feet, everybody. Let's open Psalm 40, verse 2, as we close. Psalm 40, verse 2. Hallelujah. This is in the path of deliverance also. Psalm 40, verse 2. He said, he brought me up out of an horrible pit. Amen. God delivered me with so many. I know when I was in pits. And being life, whatever it is, if it comes tomorrow, I will still know that God is able to bring me out of that horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Look at the four stages of deliverance here. Not only did he get you out of that pit by throwing a hand of deliverance when you call upon him in the days of your trouble, over your son, over your daughter, over your finances, over mistakes you've made, over failures, decisions you have made, over the partnership you formed without God giving you go ahead on it, things like that. Sickness, health, situations. God can throw a lifeline for you into that pit. Somebody say amen. Amen. And then when he got you out of the mud and the miry clay, he will set you not on a sinking sand again. He will set you upon the rock. That is God's doing. And then he will establish your going. In other words, he will create a path. Hopefully you will see it and know. And verse 3. That is when you will break forth in a new song. And he even put a new song. Somebody shout hallelujah. He put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. And then many will start to see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is when you turn trouble into assets. It becomes a testimony. God has put me so many out of my liquor that I have never seen. And I say this to God's glory and humility. I have never seen any situation somebody come to me that I don't have a personal testimony to give the person on God's deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have so many of them. I remember them. I wake up and think about them. I have so many of them of God's deliverance, of God's mercies, of God's goodness, of God's ability to save, that whenever anybody, no matter the situation you come to me with, I have a personal, I'm not talking of another person's testimony, of God's ability to save and to deliver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is because God is good to me. Before we sing the hymn that I would like us to sing, it says, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." The lady who wrote this hymn have her own share of trouble. She turned it to a positive testimony and wrote, this time honored him, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." Her trouble started in a sunny afternoon when she and her husband and her daughter decided to go on a picnic. It was supposed to be a wonderful day. They went to the seaside by Long Island River there and relaxed and, you know, having wonderful family time. Everything was going fine. Suddenly they had a shout. And there was a young boy drowning. And the husband went to pull the young boy out of the place, and both of them drowned with the woman and the daughter watching. Her name is Louise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Louise stayed. She was watching the husband. 1 minute, there was no problem. There was picnic. There was fun. There was happiness. The next, there was tragedy unfolding before her. The worst any person can ever think of. Things went downhill from that time. The husband was the breadwinner and stuff. It was in the gloom of this darkness of that situation that she learned to trust in Jesus. Long testimony. But the bottom line is that she wrote this hymn, "Even in the day of trial, I say it is too sweet to trust in Jesus." Everybody, one way or the other, have had trouble. It depends on what you make out of your trouble. That is what will be the result. If you allow your trouble to overwhelm you, then overwhelm you. Michael Jordan, the great basketball player that youth can identify with, he had his day of trouble in his ninth grade. Prepared for draft into the local team football, basketball. Shined his shoe in the night, washed up, dressed up, came to the field, and after he showed practice and did whatever they do, the coach called him and threw him out, and they caught him. You are not qualified to play basketball. You suck in basketball, basically. The same Michael Jordan today is known as the best basketball player in the whole world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He got angry. He decided to fight back. This is a game I like to play. You are not born into anything in most cases. It's the effort and the work you put into it may pay off. So he put his mind and effort into it, and today he's known as the best basketball player. Every one of us wish we have a diamond in our hand, a big one for that matter. Blessed be the name of the Lord. diamond that you see people value so much was nothing but dust and charcoal. Deep in the earth, about 118 miles under the earth. They are formed under pressure. Unbearable pressure. What happened is that some of them burst and become dust. Then there is some that endure that pressure, and with time they congeal, form to become a precious stone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So also is you, even in your life troubles. You cannot allow it to break you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please put under him as we close. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Father, we thank you for the word. You are faithful, Lord, and your goodness endureth forever. We thank you because, Lord, you are able to keep us even in the day of trouble. And when we call on you, you are able to deliver. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. For